The Bensington Society, and this is an article by David McGill. January is a dry month for the Bulletin, and so it seems to be a little late in reporting on our last meeting in 2025. I had hoped it would have been a large gathering, what with free mulled wine and mince pies, but the weather put paid to that. It was a foul, wet and windy evening. However, those who did come, about 70, had a great time. John Johnson's mulled wine was very well received, and I learnt part of the reason why. It's made over 3 days and double filtered in the process. The recipe still remains his secret, though. The talk, a Christmas miscellany given by Mike Brooke, was a mix of poems, prose, anecdotes, a double-handed sketch with the help of Chris Swan, and Mike's reworking of Cinderella with a cast drawn from the audience. It was great fun, and as often the case with a new production, a star was born. In this case, it was Frank Farquharson, who played the part of Prince Charming, royally. Rumour has it he's now looking for an agent. The double-hander was a cross-line conversation between a patient, Mike, and his doctor, Chris, who thought he was talking to someone else. Needless to say, this was a series of wrong answers to wrong questions, with the final prognosis not being very good. It was interesting to see Chris perform rather than direct, one night, etc., considering he had just about 5 minutes to read the script before his entrance. His performance was great. I'm reserving my last para on 2025 to say a big thank you to your committee and all its helpers, who make being a member of our society so enjoyable. So much work goes on, largely out of view, to ensure we stay legally compliant with ever-changing legislation while still keeping us financially strong, that we have interesting talks and a superb range of food and drink to sustain us on all our 8 meetings a year. Thank you to you all. This February, our society has come to a memorable moment. Barbara and George Verdon have moved away from the village. Both of them have been greatly influential in the development of our society for almost a quarter of a century. Barbara ran the suppers for many, many years and also started and organised our charity raffle. George, our immediate past president, has been on the management committee, taking a variety of roles, at times multiple roles, including secretary, treasurer, and chairman for many years. We owe them a debt of gratitude. Finally, let me remind everyone that our AGM will be held on Friday, the 27th of February, starting at 7 p.m., not the usual time of 7:30. All the paperwork will be sent to members in advance, and in time for them to submit any resolutions for discussion at the meeting. This short meeting will be followed by our usual monthly meeting at 7:30 p.m., when popular speaker Graham Twemlow will be making a return visit with a talk entitled Recording Britain, celebrating our natural beauty and architectural heritage.